and welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for that lovely introduction. My name's Mrs. Raver and I'm Year 6 Lead from Jeffreyville Junior School. And today we are doing a podcast, and this is a collaboration with Aspire 2 and the Rock Academy. The children have selected a number of different topics which they would like to discuss. The first is the lockdown and the new normal.
We are going to be talking about lockdown and the new normal.
During lockdown, we had something called the hub school, where people whose parents were workers who were needed went into school and learned while the others were doing it on the laptops. Linking to that, we also had an online school.
So people in our school all gathered into a Zoom and we did work all together. And we also did PE with Joe in the morning to get fit and healthy.
Also, in our like spare time, or like, because we only had an hour to go outside, so we would go on like bike rides or walks by the river, or take our dogs for a walk or stuff like that, just to like keep fit and healthy, linking to PE with Joe.
Some people decided to watch films during the free time, I guess, such as Harry Potter.
Sometimes we also done football training, which was all like spaced out, and they done it like social distancing.
And how flight and transportation and fuel prices are going up.
Linking on to flight transportation, you have to be vaccinated to go to some countries, not all countries, but just like some countries.
During lockdown, we couldn't see our family. We couldn't hug people, and we had to take PCR tests and lateral flow tests. We couldn't touch our faces well, and we had to wear masks when we went out. And for school, we had to stay in bubbles, and we couldn't hug our friends or teachers. When we had time off, when someone had COVID in our class, we had virtual talking, like online classes and Zoom meetings. We also had to take our temperatures when we wasn't feeling well in class. And if we had a high temperature, we had to leave our classroom and clean the class.
So basically, a couple of months ago, we had a quarantine, so we couldn't basically get outside our houses. We couldn't meet other people. We couldn't go anywhere, for example, shopping.
In school, we had to wash our hands 8 times a day, and we had to have all the windows and doors open.
We had to do social distance to line up for our lunch, and in music, we couldn't sing.
In the classroom, every time it was like break and lunch, then we had to do cleaning tables, and we had to do hand washing 6 times a day.
Like, when we did online learning, it wasn't really the same as, like, when we were in school, because it was a lot difficult for me and other people, because it didn't really feel the same, and it was, like, we didn't get as much learning as we did, like, as we did in school.
We couldn't go on holiday to see all our families.
Thanks for that. That was really interesting. And now we're going to look at cultural diversity.
It is crucial if we want society to prosper, we accept all different races. To show the importance of cultural diversity, we dedicated an entire week to show how important it is not to discriminate.
Also, we created multiple workshops that showcased languages, music and dances and dance from multiple races and ethnicities.
In our workshops, we created keyrings.
We did this to represent different countries and to show that we are all the same.
When I think of cultural diversity, I think of it as an umbrella with raindrops falling it to make a mixed diversity.
When I think of cultural diversity, I think of it as a friendship group and each person is from a different country or religion.
I feel like we get to do more things because of lockdown, we stopped doing like carol concerts. And last year we did a Diwali dance in the hexagon.
People used to be treated by their race, but now like everything's equal and diversity also means equal.
Thanks, children. That was really interesting and actually a very serious topic. Now we're going over and we're looking at our extracurricular sports and activities that we do.
Okay, so usually in school they used to have tournaments every year, and there's usually a hockey tournament and there's a netball tournament as well. And usually there's also an orienteering one. And all of these are outside of school and they're also optional, so you can choose if you want to be in the team or not.
In school, sometimes we have school trips. Usually they link to our learning. However, sometimes they're for fun.
Sports is a big topic around the world, and as COVID hit, it went on a low, so people could only watch their favourite teams on TV and not in person.
Inside of schools, we were not allowed to play any type of sport or any football, any stuff like that.
For sports, and back then, COVID was dangerous and cautious. Is that, for example, football stadiums, they couldn't even go in the stadiums because of how COVID, and to watch it all online, and many different sports, so players couldn't even see their fans or favourite players. So we had a hockey tournament of the Whitley Park in many different schools, and we had to go to this one school to participate, and eventually we won.
We also went to a school trip called RYG, which stands for Rossogwalia, and we did lots of different activities, including rock climbing, walking mountains, and lots of stuff to keep us fit. After RYG, we'd play some football or do other fun activities.
Well, you seem all very sporty and very active indeed. Next, we're looking at a very topical subject, particularly as it's very hot at the moment, and we're looking at the environment.
I think people should use regular cars instead of electric cars, although electric cars are more healthier for the environment, because the electric car doesn't take up more fuel to get anywhere more than the other car. The regular car can go longer distances. But at the same time, I think you should use a regular car unless you have to go to a very long distance, such as Reading to London. But if you have to go to the shop, I think you should either walk or cycle.
Okay, we're talking about solar panels. I think you should use solar panels on top of your house to help the environment and stop using gas and stuff for your house.
I think we should start using our fuel and energy a lot more efficiently. So don't rev your engine to show off and turn off lights when you're not using the room.
I think people should use electric cars instead because of the environment that we're in. It can wreck the environment if it was petrol cars and stuff like that.
We are helping the environment by using air pollution monitors to see how good the air is.
Through lockdown, our environment was doing okay because there was no cars driving around, so there was no pollution. But now lockdown is over, pollution is coming back, and there was a huge storm and fences got blown down, and it was just chaos.
It's not all doom and gloom, however. New types of cleaner electricity are coming to our attention. There are more efficient solar panels and wind turbines, which help us produce more energy without harming the environment.
We need to stop manual cars and get more electric cars to help the environment. Building on to that, we need more electric cars because in COVID-19 the pollution was great, as no one could go outside to drive their cars, and it was better for the environment and pollution. The eco monitor shows that the pollution is better at pick-up time and drop-off time because of how many people are walking now than 2 to 3 months ago, because when school opened again, more people stayed in their cars and drove to school.
I want everyone to stop pollution and not litter.
I think that you should stop smoking.
Put rubbish in the bin and not the ocean.
I think you should start riding bikes, stop driving cars.
And now we're going to be talking about our future plans and how the children would like to be and what they'd like to happen over the next few years.
In year six, we're moving to secondary school, so in year seven, and I'm looking forward to improving on my work more and focusing on my work. And when I'm in college, when I finish college, I want to start a business.
I'm going to Reading Girls, and I'm looking forward to science class. And when I'm finished with secondary school, I'm going to go to university to become a teacher.
I'm going to JMA, and I'm really looking forward to learning Spanish and like doing art classes. And after I finish secondary school, I'm going to go to college and like learn about some more stuff in Spanish or whatever they do there.
Me, Aaliyah, Shazana and Maya are going to be going to Reading Girls. That's our secondary school as soon as we leave primary school. And we're going to be taking different GCSEs because I want to be a footballer when I grow up. So I'm going to have to take different GCSEs and I'm going to have to go to university.
My future plan is to become a doctor. And in order to do that, I have to study STEM science and, of course, English and maths.
Me and Shona are both going to Oak Bank.
For our GCSEs, we would both like to do drama, art, and of course, English and maths.
I'd like to be an actress when I'm older, so I'll have to go to college.
I would love to start my own nail business, which means I will also have to go to college.
In the future, I wish to become a successful football player, and to succeed my goal, I'm going to train and work hard in college.
In the future, when I grow up, I want to be a famous and experienced football player, and I hope to make it to the Chelsea tryouts.
So when I'm older, I want to be a footballer, just so I've got to listen well and I've got to be able to be good at maths for doing that, to get where my shots are going on right. Or if I want to be a goalie, I've got to get the maths right for where the player is shooting and where I've got to dive.
Those future plans look really interesting. I can't wait to see what happens in the future. We'd like to say a big thank you for everyone listening today, and a big thank you to the Rock Academy and Aspire 2 for giving us the opportunity to make our very own Jeffreyfield Junior School podcast.